there are others that are coming up too that have to do more with quantum computation, and that's it's not like we're going to be sending people back, but we're going to be sending some things actually back in time. Which mean they would disappear from our time in a certain sense.
Disappear, yes, as in
that's like in the time travel movies that you see. We would still be in this time, but it would travel back in time and disappear from our view, so to speak.
And it would pop into, let's use 10 years, it would just pop into midair.
If it would do so, provided there was a portal by which it could emerge in the past. In other words, a time machine would have to have been built 10 years ago in order for this to happen. So if we built the machine now, 10 years into the future from now, somebody could enter the machine and come out now. You follow what I'm saying?
I'm not sure.
Let's say we build a machine.
People frequently say, well, if there's time travel, where are the time travelers, right?
Well, let's not worry about all that's kind of, you know, where that's da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Let's just talk about building a device and what we would do. How would it work?
Okay.
If we build one now, okay, and it's a box or something, and there's a door.
Right.
And we build it, and we open the door, and maybe something's going on, maybe not. But let's say that device is allowed to exist for 10 years, 100 years, 1,000 years, whatever. Okay, nobody destroys it. During the time that it's existing, then if it's still existing 1,000 years from now in the future, somebody could enter that device in that year 1,000 years from now and travel back through time to our present time and come out.
So you're saying time travel will be possible from the moment it's invented.
Aha.
And then forward. So as long as the machine is around for 1,000 years, you could travel within that 1,000 years. Actually physically travel within that 1,000 years.
Yes, then you could travel back in time from what would be our future time.
Uh-huh.
But the machine has to be built. So the reason we may not be seeing time travelers right now is that nobody's built one yet.
Nobody's done it yet.
They haven't built one yet, certainly not on Earth.
But isn't that discouraging from the point of view that... if the future is out there to be traveled into, then at some future point, what you're talking about should have already been invented.
This is where you have to begin to use your mind in a way that is foreign to our normal way of thinking.
Help me do that.
I'm going to help you. If we imagine that time is a line, and I'm going straight into the whole basic physics of it. If you imagine time is a line, okay,
yes,
and stretching,
yes,
from here to the next to the future. Imagine that you are outside of that line, so that you can scan the whole line. Okay?
Yes.
Now, sitting from your vantage point, there is a future point. And you can see there's the machine.
Like I'm in a helicopter looking down at a road. Now I can see 20 miles, 30 miles in each direction, all these cars.
Exactly, but you're not looking in space. You're looking into time itself.
Time, all right.
It's a timeline. You're actually looking, you know, like the movie. You're looking into time. And your vantage point is beyond space and time. This is the one that drives people nuts because they keep wanting to go into time and be part of time, and then they get confused. So you've got to step out of time for a moment and use your imagination that you're outside of time. This is what we do in relativity theory all the time. This is how we calculate particle collisions. We think like this. This is how physicists think. It's a lot of fun.
All right, I'm imagining I'm outside,
right,
and I'm looking.
So now scan your eye along the line and say, there's the future.
Uh-huh.
There's the machine. It's there. And now you look back to the past, and there it is in the past. And then you go back one day just before that, and it's not there. Because there's one point in the past where it actually got built. Now, imagine that you can move along that line freely with your mind. So let's say you go back to the past just at the time the machine is built.
Uh-huh.
And you look at the machine and say, there it is. But you're in that time zone right now. You're right there with it. And Somebody were to come out of that machine from the future point, you would be quite amazed. Now, let's say we now move you back out of this, back into this free kind of reigning space, and you're looking down to the whole timeline, and now you're in the future, and now you're sitting in the future, and there you are, and you open up the door, and you can even look through the portal and look, actually look at the light that's coming from that past.
Right.
And so you can see that light coming up. And if you want to, you can get into it, travel through it, this device, and come out the door again into the past.
Okay.
So then you have to see it as kind of like an, you know, like a building, which is a top floor and a bottom floor. You have to think of it that way because there's no other way to make that makes any sense. Each floor is a different time.
Got it. Okay.